Today, for the first time since the Gulf War, Iraq is legally selling oil on world markets. A new UN resolution, backed by the U.S., allows Baghdad to sell $2 billion worth of oil in 6 months and use the proceeds to buy food and medicine for the Iraqi people. The UN has not lifted its sanctions against Iraq, but Baghdad says this resolution marks the beginning of the end of sanctions. Other countries could see it that way as well, forcing the United States to redouble its campaign to keep the sanctions in place. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
The Oil for Food resolution won final approval at the United Nations yesterday, and today Saddam Hussein personally pushed the button to start oil flowing through Iraq's pipeline to Turkey. A technical glitch delayed the pumping operation, according to reports from the region, but the Iraqi people celebrated anyway, knowing that some relief is on the way after 6 years of sanctions. But only some relief, State Department spokesman Glenn Davies.
This does not signal an end or the first step toward the end of the sanctions regime against Iraq. It is and has been all along a humanitarian exception to what is, we believe, a necessary and vigorous sanctions regime.
Iraqi imports and exports are still highly restricted. And U.S. officials say the new resolution contains safeguards to make sure Saddam Hussein does not benefit from the oil sale proceeds, which is why he resisted the plan for months. But now he's taking credit for the plan. The headline in a government newspaper read, "Yes to Saddam Hussein, who broke the sanctions and set Iraq's oil free." That's an overstatement, to say the least, but Adid Dawisha of George Mason University says other countries may begin to see things that way.
If this agreement goes along for about 5 or 6 months, you're going to have more and more countries around the region beginning to think of sanctions as having been lifted.
That's partly because there's a strong feeling in Arab countries, among ordinary people, that the Iraqis have suffered enough and that sanctions ought to be lifted. Furthermore, the sanctions have hurt not just Iraq, but some of its trading partners. Professor Dawisha cites the comments of Turkey's prime minister.
That Turkey is paying for the intransigence of the United States of America, that Turkey has had long established economic relations with the Iraqis, and that therefore it's time for Turkey and Iraq to reopen economic and even diplomatic relations. You actually even find this sentiment in Europe increasingly. And so there is certainly the danger that sooner or later people will perceive what essentially is an agreement for food and medicine as the go-ahead to reopen relations with Iraq.
Dawisha says the United States will have to flex its muscles, put pressure on countries in the region to prevent this from happening. Patrick Clausen of the National Defense University says Washington must be vigilant against Saddam Hussein's efforts to transform the Oil for Food plan into a general breakdown of sanctions.
U.S. has to match each measure that Saddam proposes with a countermeasure, tightening pressure on him.
Clausen concedes there is some risk that sanctions against Saddam Hussein will be eroded, but he says it's more likely that countries will remain wary of him, and that the anti-Saddam coalition will survive the Oil for Food resolution.
It would take skillful diplomacy on the part of Saddam, which he has generally not displayed, and it would take bad diplomacy on the part of the United States for these limited oil sales to be the beginning of the end.
U.S. officials express confidence that the Oil for Food resolution can be managed in a way that keeps Saddam Hussein isolated. But the United States has repeatedly underestimated Saddam Hussein in the past, and his ability to turn events to his own advantage. This is Ted Clark in Washington.